Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another episode of The Architecture of Wealth. My name is Mark Struthers. I am your host. And today we have another tool for well-balanced wealth building. As many of you know, this podcast used to be Minnesota Nice Investor Goes to College. It was designed more for our private clients. I work a lot with families, and it was designed to help them navigate most often a higher education. I'm an expert in financial planning for college. I dealt a lot with student loan debt. It wasn't pleasant, so it was a focus that I have some passion around. Our next guest is someone I met through the employee financial well-being side of the business. The company that she works for is wonderful. Great culture there, great employees. And when I heard her story, it was something I thought a lot of parents would like to hear or a lot of parents should hear. So her son has taken what they call a non-traditional route, I guess. It probably shouldn't be phrased that way. But as many of you know, I'm a big fan of parents should always look at all options, know the pros and cons of their choices. And I thought her story was a good one. But I don't want to, without further ado, I don't want to tell her story for her because she does a much better job of it. Welcome, Mavis Anderson. How are you?
I'm good, Mark. Thank you.
And I guess start off telling us how, tell us about yourself, your family, your son.
Sure. My name again is Mavis, and I have a 17-year-old son. He'll actually be 18 in November, and he's going to be starting his senior year of high school here in about a couple weeks, actually.
It's an interesting time. As most of you know, I have two teenage boys. So my son will be 18 mm-hmm. in January. He'll be soon to be senior as well. Cross country practice just started this week, and that's a sign. I hate to say it, summer's over. Days get shorter.
Yeah. Dark. Unfortunately, but yeah.
That's why in Minnesota we tend to cling to our summers. We really enjoy them.
Absolutely, yes, we do.
And tell us what do you and your son have planned for after high school?
Actually, my son is thinking about going into a trade school, doing a HVAC technician. And right now he's kind of networking with some family and friends where he's looking to meet with a company that does HVAC and possibly do kind of a little job shadowing. And if it's something he's interested in, he wants to look more into the programs that the companies offer where they could help pay for college and where he can continue on working with them after doing a trade school.
Oh, very nice. He's doing all this at a very young age, which is admirable. Two, as we discussed, which I wish my sons were a little more on the ball. I hope they're not listening to this. They're great students. Don't get me wrong. But it sounds like your son is ahead of most. What made him decide on trade school? What was that path like, the conversations? What did that look like?
Well, let me kind of go back a little. For our family, we always told our son it was very important for him to continue education beyond high school. And even when he was about 13, he started looking into four-year colleges. Wow. And he was looking more along the lines of either a science or a math education. That was kind of where he excelled at in his classes at school. And he was really digging into it. His main concern was the financial part of it. He's always been conscious of how much it'll cost because his big thing is he didn't want college debt. And even though we have a 529 open for him and family members and grandparents have always kind of added to that account, he was still very conscious about what he was going to have to deal with after high school. And then, of course, the shutdown happened in 2020, and he had to do online learning, which is something he hated. He loved being in school. He loved interacting with teachers and his students. And unfortunately, that kind of shutdown kind of put a sour taste in his mouth about being in school. Huh. And so he decided he didn't want to spend really any more time in school than he had to.
Okay.
So he thought, he heard about trade schools through, and I can get to that part in a moment. He heard about trade schools and the fact that he could go for a year and really I guess, get a license where he can go and start working right away. And he thought that was kind of the path he wanted to go to, where he could get start a job right away. He didn't have to spend a lot of time in school to be able to start a career. So he was, that's kind of what drove him that way. And then how he found out about the HVAC technician, we actually had some furnace issues at our own home. And this young guy, I think he was probably young 20s, is coming in fixing our furnace. And we kind of talked to him like, how do you like the job? What do you think about it? And our son was there listening to this. And I'm going to call him a kid because to me, 20-something-year-old is a kid.
I agree.
Yeah, and he was saying how great it was that he only had to go to school for 1 year, and he was ready to go out into the workforce. And that while, and no disrespect to those who do a four-year college path, he was excited that he was making money right away, this furnace technician, and that while his friends were still in school, creating all this college debt, he was debt-free. He was making a ton of money. He was, you know, saving money right away to buy a new home and enjoying life. So that was appealing to my son.
Okay. Well, it sounds like he was more financially aware than probably almost any teenager, especially at 13. Is it safe to say, it sounds like you and your husband, did you guys introduce the concept of trade schools to them, or it sounds like it was more just by chance that you know, the virtual learning wasn't appealing to him, and it caused him maybe to look other places when he normally wouldn't have.
Yeah. So yeah, it was the virtual learning did really kind of change his path, so to speak, about wanting to spend more time in college. And then when he heard that he can get a job right away shortly after being out of high school, that was, I guess, a no-brainer to him. He's just like, yep, that's what I want to do. I want to get out in the workforce right away. And he saw this as the quickest path to get there.
Yeah, awesome. And obviously did he actually crunch numbers to say, I'm going to have to delay earning this long, I'm going to have this debt? And did he go that advanced, or was it more of just, I know I can start earning money right away, the money's good, I know I can have the quality of life, that type of thing?
Kind of a little of both, yeah, because when he was first looking at colleges, he understood how much a college year cost and how much debt that would be. And then when he saw that going to a tech school was like not pennies on the dollar, but obviously a lot less.
Oh, yeah.
He thought, yeah, that is something he probably could walk away with very little debt, if at all, any.
Yeah, obviously the amounts are very small. What about you and your husband? Yeah. What was your initial reaction? Just 100% for us? I mean, we've talked about, it seems like we're almost conditioned to everything has to be a four-year degree. It seems like the schools are that way. What was the response? What was the initial reaction of you and your husband?
So my husband was all for it. He's just like, yep, save as much, you know, save the money, go get a job, earn a ton of money, earn money right away. Because I was so, I guess you'd say, like conditioned, or for all these years, we thought, yep, 4 year college, math or science, you know, that's kind of where I had my brain. Like, I kept questioning him, are you sure this is what you want to do? Because, you know, you always kind of see the path your kid is going on, and you just kind of assume that's the one he's going to continue on. Where it took me a little while to go, okay, this is what he truly wants to do.
Yep.
And I support him 100%.
That's
no debt for me.
I know many parents would not be as open-minded. And, you know, as many of you know, I am big on college education. I have lots of letters after my name. So none of this is meant to disparage the value of the college degree, but I think,
oh yeah,
you know, it's designed to so no nasty emails or comments below the videos, but it's meant to point that there are other options. And I will say, mm-hmm. I work with a lot of parents, and I think all parents are really well intended, but a lot of them would be as open minded as you and your husband had been. What was
yeah, and was it, it, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I apologize. No, I was just saying, what about family members, friends? What has that been like with some of the peer? It's tough to be a teenager, and there's so much ego
Right.
wrapped up to it, and then that societal I hate using the fancy word paradigm, but a societal paradigm around the 4-year Big Ten college experience. What was the rest of that like, and is that still unfolding? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, a lot of family and friends who know people in the HVAC or in trade school or the trade world, they're like, great idea. You know, he's again, he can get out there, get a job right away, and eventually make a lot of money. Whereas the people who don't know people in the trade world, were like, oh, well, at least he's only going to spend 2 years in or in a trade school. That he can change his mind if he doesn't like it. I mean, a lot of people were like, "Oh, that's just a temporary thing. He'll change and decide to go to a 4-year college." And I was like, "I know I can feel that way because I'm his mom, I guess." But to hear other people were like, "Oh, are you sure that's really what he wants to do?" And I'm like, "Yeah, that's what he's going to do, and he's going to do it debt free or very little
Yeah.
debt."
Well,
So
you almost
yeah.
feel like you have to defend the decision, whereas other
Oh,
things
yeah.
you don't. I mean, and I don't think most of these people, I don't think they mean it in a belittling sort of way. It's just that's the mindset that they're kind of like you've said, you had this predetermined path almost. You know, I think in most cases they don't mean it to be negative, but it is funny how it's almost like a secondary prize or something, or it's a phase. It's too bad.
Oh, yeah. But you know, I felt that way, so I can't really blame them too much.
Well, you're very forgiving. What about his friends? Any sort of issues with his friends, or anything with the high school? As are have all of them been supportive?
He really, for some reason, I actually asked him the other day, you know, what do his friends think about it? And he's like, nah, I haven't really shared it with them. Because I think,
Okay.
actually, no, I take that back. He did share with one friend who scoffed at him, and he's just like, oh, well, you're not going to be making the big dollars when you get out of trade school. It's like, yeah, he might. And you know, yeah, granted, he may not be making the big dollars right afterwards because he still has to go through training and
Absolutely.
understand the world. But it's not like he won't make money. I mean, he will, you know, as we all do, we all start off at ground level and work our way up. So, but for the most part, he doesn't share with friends. So,
But yeah,
and
it
for,
is a good point. Oh, sorry.
oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh, it's funny that, you know, because most people don't know what other professions make. So you can have some
True.
people that really spend, and as you in my profession, we kind of see behind the curtain, and we see some folks who actually go through a lot of schooling and sometimes a lot of debt to where they're financially they might not be making very much, but hopefully there's a qualitative side to it that they get it from. But that's where, yeah, a lot of people just assume that. But I think even just in the past 10, 15, 20 years, I think some of that's changed just because society has driven some people from the trades. You see it with home building, where there's a shortage, and you know, in a supply demand capitalistic type world, those folks are going to make more money because, you know, they're needed.
Oh, yeah.
They're wanted. So, and even just from the trade standpoint, and you correct me if I'm wrong, even kind of you can own your own business. And anytime you own your own business, there's more money to be made, so to speak.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, the money that we've saved through the 529 college plan, if he doesn't use it all up, we do suggest that he take a business course so that when he does eventually want to own his own business, he'll have that background. So,
Oh yeah, beautiful.
and yeah.
I mean, great guidance. And for those of you who are listening, probably know 529s are education funding, savings accounts. Money goes in post tax, comes out tax free for qualified education expenses. And again, those are very broad, so they can they don't it doesn't have to be a 4-year degree. But in this case, even just taking some business classes, post-secondary classes, they certainly can be used as well. Well, good advice, Mom.
Well, thank you.
You're too interesting. We're actually way over time. We try to keep these close to 10 minutes, but we are going to cut this short. I think parents are going to find this extremely helpful. Do you have any kind of last words of wisdom, any sort of parting advice for parents or kids?
I guess offer all different types of education. You never know what could spark an interest for them, and I guess be supportive. I guess just be the parents that we are. It's like your kids are going to come up with ideas you didn't expect, and they're probably mostly better than ours. So
you're probably right. I will say, just to engage them, I think, is a win. If you can engage them thinking about the future, it is a big win. So that's awesome. Well, thank you, Mavis. Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Mark. You're welcome. Take care. Bye-bye.